This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 377 for Wednesday, May 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged overnight, but the bias has turned lower Wednesday morning with the largest losses in the new crop November contract. It's down $8.50 at $674.90 per ton. The nearby July contract down $7 at $702.40. That widening old new crop spread was a feature of the activity as attention turns to the upcoming growing season. Seeding operations are in their early stages in parts of Western Canada, with weather conditions relatively favorable. Losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures put pressure on the Canadian oil seed, with crude oil also weaker. However, Malaysian palm oil was posting small gains. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, while wheat is posting gains. The U.S. Federal Reserve is set to make its latest interest rate announcement later this afternoon, with some positioning ahead of that a feature, with expectations for another 25-point hike. Soybeans were caught up in broad selling pressure as the losses in crude oil weighed on prices. The July contract down 15 cents at $13.95 per bushel. Large Brazilian exports are cutting into demand for U.S. soybeans on the global market. That's contributing to the declines. Good seeding progress for the U.S. soybeans was also bearish. Corn, it saw spillover selling pressure from the losses in beans, but a rally in wheat provided support on the other side. The July contract down only half a cent at 579.5. Chart-based selling was behind some of the activity, with prices dropping to their lowest level since 2021 before uncovering support. Large Brazilian crop prospects are also bearish for corn. The U.S. corn planting is moving forward at a good pace, with just over a quarter of intended acres in the ground. Wheat, meanwhile, is posting solid gains across the board, with Minneapolis up 9 cents in the July contract at $7.83 per bushel, Kansas City 25 cents higher in July at $7.65 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up 16 cents in the July contract at $6.25 per bushel. Reports that the Kremlin was struck by two Ukrainian drones sent wheat prices moving higher overnight, as that added fresh uncertainty over the future of the Black Sea grain shipping deal. Poor U.S. crop condition ratings for winter wheat and the slow start to spring wheat seeding in the country were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.